From Spark and Anvil and Research Quest, this is Trawl in Chapter 1 of the Research Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the Research Quest Club, where every curious kid counted as a real researcher, Trawl was a practical, sleeves-rolled-up kid who treated searching like fishing. You don't just throw a line anywhere. You choose your spot, your bait, and the size of your net. When someone typed their entire question into a search box and got buried under 1,000 useless results, Trawl would step in. "Don't pour the whole sentence in," she'd say. "Pick the 2 or 3 strong words, the ones that matter." She'd trim the search to its keywords, choose where to cast, and pull back a net full of useful things. She fished on purpose every time.
"You found good sources in a minute when I'd been drowning in junk for an hour," a young researcher said. "Searching is a skill, not luck," Trawl said, miming hauling in a net. "I'm Trawl. I keep the search strategy. Cast a wide net, then pull it tight." She listed it on her fingers. "Choose strong keywords, not your whole question. Know where to look. And when the first net comes back wrong, change it and cast again. You don't search by accident. You fish on purpose." "Scholar," the club's worn mentor said, "show them the 2 ways searching goes wrong."
Trawl demonstrated the 2 wide net. She searched a single broad word and hauled back 1,000,000 results, most useless. "Too wide, you'll never sort it." Then the 2 narrow net. She searched a long, oddly specific phrase and got nothing of exactly right things. Wide enough to catch, tight enough to sort. A young researcher squinted. "What do I do when I get nothing back?" "You learn from it," Trawl said. "An empty net isn't a failure. It's telling you to change your words. Too many results? Add a word. Too few? Drop one or swap it for a simpler one. Every wrong search teaches you the right one. You just keep adjusting the net."
Scholar asked Trawl to teach the club before their projects. "Wonder gives them a sharp question," Scholar said. "But then they type the whole question into a box and drown. Will you teach them to fish?" Trawl was thrilled. When she teaches, she gives one rule. Turn your question into keywords, the 2 or 3 words that carry the meaning. Pick a good place to search, not just the first box you see. Look at what comes back. If it's wrong, change one word and cast again. Searching is a loop, not a single throw. Vet, who was brilliant at judging sources, but kept getting bad ones to judge, tried it. She turned, "How do bees know which flowers to visit?" into the keywords, bees, flowers, communication, searched a solid source, and pulled back a net of strong material. "I always blamed myself for finding junk," Vet said, "but I was just casting the wrong net. Better keywords, better catch. Now I have good things to actually evaluate."
After the session, Trawl sat coiling and uncoiling an imaginary net in her lap, the way she fidgeted when she was thinking. For a long time, Trawl had carried a quiet doubt. The others did the thoughtful work. Wonder shaped questions. Vet weighed credibility. Synth wove sources together. Trawl just typed words into boxes. She'd wondered if search strategy was even real research, or just a clumsy chore you did before the smart part began. But sitting there working her invisible net, remembering Vet's relief at finally pulling back good sources to judge, Trawl felt the doubt loosen into a warm, practical pride. Searching well wasn't a clumsy chore. It was the difference between a researcher who drowns and one who finds. Every other skill in the club needed something good to work on, and she was the one who hauled it in. Choosing the right words, casting wisely, fixing a bad net without blaming yourself, that was craft, and it was hers. A steady, satisfied calm settled over her, and she gave her invisible net a contented coil, already picking the keywords for tomorrow's cast. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Troll. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.